Returning a bit closer to home now, it's National Threatened Species Day today. It was established to mark the day 80 years ago when Benjamin, the last known living thylacine, or Tasmanian tiger as you may know it, died in captivity in Hobart Zoo. Since then, Australia's biodiversity has continued to decline. More than 1,700 species and ecological communities are currently listed as threatened or at risk of extinction. In Australia's high country, various skinks, frogs and other animals and plants are under increasing pressure from looming climate change. But ecologist Don Driscoll says the biggest current threat to Australia's alpine areas are exploding populations of wild brumbies. This is always a story if you're from up in the mountains. As New South Wales and Victoria consider new management plans, it's reignited that debate over culling Australia's wild mountain horses. For bush folk, this is a big deal. Don Driscoll is Professor of Terrestrial Ecology at Deakin University, speaking with Greg Borschmann.
The national parks are already in a really bad state because we haven't managed horses properly so far. At the moment, they're in about half of Kosciuszko National Park, and they're in probably a similar proportion of national park in Victoria. If we don't get on top of this problem now, we're going to see horses throughout the entire national parks, magnifying the likely impacts on threatened species, as well as degrading sensitive alpine communities throughout the whole region.
Today's National Threatened Species Day, so can we say for sure that brumbies in the mountain parks of New South Wales and Victoria are threatening native Australian species? What species and where?
So there's a range of species that are threatened by brumbies that both the New South Wales and Victorian government recognise, including seven lizard species in Victoria, plus the alpine tree frog. In New South Wales, there was a report in 2013 that suggested mountain pygmy possums and broadtooth rats are threatened. There are some terrestrial orchids that are threatened in New South Wales. So there's a broad range of species that we recognise as being threatened by horses, and that's why we need to get our management under control.
So if the scientific case is there, if the science is in, what's the problem?
The problem now is making a choice of how best to manage the horse populations. So there are a range of options that we've used so far, like rounding horses up and shipping them out, but that hasn't worked. Rounding horses up and shipping them out has been an abysmal failure.
So how many horses are we talking about and why are they there? Victoria and New South Wales banned alpine grazing decades ago.
Yeah, so small numbers of horses have been in the Alps for the last 150 years or more, but it's only in the last few decades that they've really increased to high numbers, and the Victorian and New South Wales government haven't managed that very well. Horse numbers are increasing at around 20% per year.
But New South Wales has been culling its mountain brumbies in Kosciuszko for quite a few years now. How effective has that program been, and has it been conservation dollars well spent?
So New South Wales haven't been culling their brumbies. They've been rounding them up and shipping them out. And four out of five horses that are taken from the national park end up having a long and stressful journey to an abattoir where they're destroyed.
So does that mean that only one in five of those rounded up horses finds a home, a new owner?
That's right. So one in five horses that are rounded up find a new home, while four in five are sent to the abattoir.
So what's now being proposed? There's a plan to step up this control program.
So New South Wales has put forward the proposal to reduce the number of horses from currently around 6,000 to 600 over a period of 20 years. They're going to leave large numbers of horses in the wilderness area, the pilot wilderness area. It's going to be costly because there's still going to be a lot of horses to manage each year. And it's not particularly ethical, because a lot of horses are going to suffer and die living on the mountain, as well as being involved in their rounding up and transportation and ultimately ending at the abattoir.
So aerial shooting was banned in New South Wales after graphic footage of an aerial cull of 600 horses gone wrong at Guy Fawkes National Park in October 2000 went public. Why are you so in favour of aerial culling?
There are very compelling reasons why aerial culling is the best solution, both ethical, because it's going to work, and because it will be cost effective. In comparison to aerial culling, all the other methods have worse ethical outcomes. So they involve the horses suffering long chases, being captured, which is stressful, and being transported, and for most of them ultimately ending up being killed in an abattoir. So aerial culling happens over a very short time, and the animals die instantaneously. So that's why aerial culling is much more humane than all of the other methods.
The Victorian government has released a Greater Alpine National Park Management Plan. It recognises wild horses are a problem in the high country, but what strategy does it propose? Indeed, what resources does it propose to deal with the problem?
The Alpine Park Management Plan doesn't have a strategy in place, and it doesn't indicate any particular resources that will be available. If their plan doesn't include aerial culling, we've really got to raise questions about why they're using less ethical approaches and why they're using approaches that so far have been proven not to work.
So if Australia sits on its hands for the next decade, what scale of problem are we looking at?
Well, if nothing much happens over the next decade, horse numbers are likely to rise to 20,000 plus. There will be big impacts on natural ecosystems, and we'll see around 20% of those horses, so that's 4,000 horses per year, dying in miserable ways from starvation, eating poisonous plants, or dying of dehydration in the high country. We're in a bad place at the moment because of inaction, and it's going to be much, much worse if we don't implement effective ways of getting those horse numbers down.
Are you saying we've been blinded by our romance for the Brumby, the wild mountain horse?
Oh, look, I think there has been a fair bit of that, and I think that it's easy to put a case that killing a horse is not a pleasant thing to do, and I agree with that. But when you weigh up the ethics of killing horses against the ethics of leaving the horses there turns out to be the worst thing to do.
Is New South Wales effectively giving up? Are you arguing for complete eradication?
Yeah, I think that should be the goal. It might be difficult to achieve in practice, but national parks should be for nature and not for feral animals.
So is the wild horse the biggest threat to Australian native species in the high country, in both New South Wales and Victoria?
Oh, there are a very large number of threats to our native species throughout the high country, including invasive plants and other invasive animals. Horses are one of the biggest problems that have emerged over the last 5 years, 5 to 10 years, and we really need to get on top of those, as well as emerging threats. And not far behind the horse in terms of threat are feral deer, and there are a whole suite of others, pigs and foxes and invasive willows, for example.
That's Don Driscoll, Professor of Terrestrial Ecology at Deakin University, speaking there with Greg Borschmann. RN Breakfast has sought comments from both the New South Wales and Victorian Environment Minister on their plans for controlling Australia's mountain brumbies. We'll put those comments on our website. You can always join the conversation at RN Breakfast.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.